Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's colleges and universities continue to grow their support for our entrepreneurial community through the development of new programs, degrees, conferences, and more. Our next guest institution has been on the forefront of this movement for quite some time. Dirk Brown is director of the McNair Institute for Entrepreneurism and Free Enterprise at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Dirk, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
So the last time we had you in here, you were running the Faber Center for Entrepreneurship at USC.
Yes, we have a few of these centers at the university.
What's the deal with the McNair Center that you're running now?
The Faber Center for Entrepreneurship at the Moore School of Business focuses primarily on the business school itself. We have similar entrepreneurial centers in the School of Music, College of Pharmacy, in engineering. The McNair Institute for Entrepreneurism and Free Enterprise was envisioned by Bob and Janice McNair, as well as Harris Pestides, our president, and the provost, to be a university-wide institute for entrepreneurism and free enterprise, so helping to coordinate all of these entrepreneurial activities across campus.
And I know that since you've been involved with all of this at USC for several years now, a lot of conferences and summits have been going on, and you've got another one coming up.
Yes, we do like our conferences and summits, Mike. Coming up, the one that we're really excited about, it's one of our showcase events, is the McNair Innovation and Free Enterprise Summit. It's at Wild Dunes on May 9th through the 11th.
Well, tell us what's going to happen.
This year, the theme for the summit is digital disruptions. And if you recall, every year at Wild Dunes, we invite from around the world. Actually, we have folks coming from China, India, Europe, leading experts and executives that are interested in understanding the impact of various innovations on their businesses. And so this year, we're going to be talking about a lot of new technologies that are disrupting many, many different markets. That includes things like blockchain, artificial intelligence, machine learning, augmented reality, virtual reality, the Internet of Things, beacons, and other technologies that people have heard about and might know a little bit about. At this event, we're going to talk a little bit about them so everyone's up to speed on the core technology, but mostly talk about how these innovations and technologies are impacting businesses.
And blockchain sort of born out of the whole Bitcoin market?
Yes. Well, actually, the Bitcoin was born out of the blockchain technology. So blockchain is the underlying technology behind Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies. But it's also a very fundamental technology that enables digital transactions to happen in a very secure way. We're particularly excited about the fact that the folks from ConsenSys will be coming. These are the people that founded Ethereum, which is one of the major tokens on the blockchain that's being used by many, many blockchain companies to develop smart contracts on the internet. So these are folks that really understand this blockchain technology and businesses spawning out of the blockchain technology.
And one of the other topics you mentioned, I have not heard of. What are beacons?
Beacons are short-range devices that allow you to communicate with objects primarily through stickers or small tokens, and it allows you to do things like identify objects in a store or locate objects in an Internet of Things environment.
Well, Dirk, share with us who some of the other keynote speakers are and their topics.
Jimmy Lenz, who used to run innovation for Wells Fargo, John Sculley, who runs all of the consumer-facing interfaces and technologies for Bank of America, the former commissioner of the International Trade Commission, Scott Keefe, will be there, former commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Now, obviously, entrepreneurs are a big target market here for this upcoming summit. Who else might want to attend?
Yeah, so interestingly, we're drawing a lot of senior executives from larger corporations, not only from the United States, but as I mentioned earlier, from China, Europe, India, and elsewhere. The entrepreneurs will benefit from understanding where these larger companies are going because they are not able to keep up with the changes that these technologies are pushing into the marketplace. And so it provides a really rich opportunity for small and medium and large companies to provide some real value into the marketplace if they understand how these technologies feed into their industry sector.
Not surprising that the little guy is a little more nimble than the big guy with this kind of thing?
Exactly, Mike. That's what one of the things that the McNair Institute for Entrepreneurism and Free Enterprise is doing, is trying to draw a connection between entrepreneurial activity in our state and in our country and the larger picture of corporate America and what's happening from a policy perspective.
Well, Dirk, one more time, please give us the dates and place of the upcoming summit.
Yeah, Mike, this is the McNair Innovation and Free Enterprise Summit. It's at Wild Dunes right near Charleston. We have a reception on the evening of the 9th, and then the main talks, panels, and conversations will be happening on May 10th and May 11th.
Dirk, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Dirk Brown is the director of the McNair Institute for Entrepreneurism and Free Enterprise at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and we will have a link to his institute posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.